Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here with me. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm going to be talking today about humour and laughter. Now, I've created this episode to really focus on humour and laughter between husband and wife, romantic couple. However, it can be applied to improving a relationship with your mother, your father, with anyone. So, including your relationship with yourself. So, I'm going to be covering some pointers, and feel free to use this in any relationships to enhance humour and laughter in your life for the many benefits that that can bring in. Because often when I'm asked by people, does marriage counselling work? Things are not getting any better for us. We're going round in circles. Or they're talking about their relationship at home and they don't feel they're getting anywhere. The reason is because they're adding so much more stress into the relationship, so much more negativity into the life. And you cannot foster a positive, healthy life, love life, relationship with whatever that relationship is, if you are feeling tense, stressed, negative, agitated, overloaded. This is what leads us to fight with our partner, to overeat, to create more drama in our life than is necessary. So laughter is a great way to relax and let go. Because one of the key things that we lose as adults is the ability to take things less seriously. It is something we associate with being childlike. And we can easily forget the importance of incorporating humour and laughter into our adult lives. We really need to play. We really need to enjoy and act in a way that brings us joy. Laugh at ourselves. Being in a stressful job or simply coping with the day-to-day stresses of life can put a real strain on a marriage, along with losing the fun and excitement that perhaps you both experienced at the beginning. It's so easy to get stuck in a mundane routine or become unsatisfied with your partner, which can push you further apart. A study carried out by Breuer and Breuer, 2018, found that partners are often similar in terms of their individual characteristics and laughter profiles. Really interesting that we attract and we choose people who have the same laughter profiles as us. That's amazing, isn't it? And this is apparently unconscious that we're not often aware of it. And if these are matched, then they're more usually contentment in relationships. So do you have the same humour as your partner? Do you have the same humour as someone else close in your family that perhaps you're really close to because you have that laughter? Or do you have a completely different sense of humour to other people around you in your family? Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. Think of someone that you perhaps maybe struggle to get on with. Do you have the same humour? Don't despair if you do. It's just about recognising your sense of humour and their sense of humour. And then finding things you can do to create laughter for you both. What this study also highlights is the importance of laughter in a healthy relationship. And it shows that it promotes happier, content couples. It's important to remember when you're bringing laughter into a relationship that you must be aware of your partner's sense of humour, as I just mentioned. Because the worst thing you can do is you find something really funny and you keep saying the same joke or similar jokes and your partner's getting offended. Because there's a huge difference between laughing with someone and laughing at someone. So being mindful of this will really help you inject the right kind of humour into your relationship. For example, I'm British, I do love sarcasm. Not everybody gets sarcasm, so sometimes you'll be saying sarcastic things and no one's really getting it. And in a relationship, sarcasm is not funny if you are the butt of it. In a marriage, you want to avoid sarcasm using each other in the sarcasm because people often feel hurt and criticised, and this can cause a couple's connection. I've had it where couples have said that they've been at a barbecue with friends and the husband has been making a joke, put his wife down, and she has taken it really personally. It's really hurt her, it's really upset her. She's then ignored him for several days or weeks. Then he's ignored her. Then she's done something like this, and this is how it can all snowball. And often it's not communicated. So really make sure, do you find each other funny? You maybe even want to ask your partner, do you find my jokes funny? Do you find me funny still? Or do we need to work on our humour and laughter? Because it has so many benefits. It has so many benefits for health, well-being, and the relationship. So I'm going to share some main areas in this, some tips to help you put humour and laughter back into your life. And if you need support, if you're listening to this because you do need support with your marriage or any other relationship, then you can go to my website, nicolabeer.com. You can book a free call with me to discuss ways to move forward if you're feeling a bit stuck at the moment. If you're trying your best to save a relationship and it's not working, then I do support many individuals from all over the world, one-to-one online, as well as couples. And I also help people with struggling relationships with their family or with their relationship to food. So you can go to my website, nicolabeer.com, get lots of free support. If you're looking particularly for the marriage support, then just go to the couples counselling tab at the top, and then you'll see lots of free gifts. A free forgive and let go meditation, a free marriage secrets ebook, a free webinar, and a free call with me. So there's lots of gifts there to really support you. So laughing at yourselves. This is one of the key things to bring laughter into your life, to bring more relaxation, less tense way of being. Because if we're comfortable with someone, we can feel, be ourselves with that person. And this is one of the best gifts of being in a relationship. If you cannot be yourself in a relationship, and I've worked with many people who've got into relationships where they've sort of hidden parts of themselves to be accepted, then you can't actually really enjoy a relationship. You need to be with someone that accepts you and loves you for who you are. This is really important. So that you can be emotional around them, you can be silly around them, you can share your humour with them. And if you have to keep a lid on your humour, then it's going to maybe make you feel a little bit squashed and a little bit unloved. Because although it's great to focus on what's good about our personalities and experiences, it's equally as important for us to laugh at ourselves, to laugh at our silly mistakes that we make. It's almost as though laughing at something silly you have done is a bad thing sometimes in relationships, whereas it really can be really great fun. When me and my family get together, me and my sisters, I was actually with them a few weeks ago back in the UK, they're always laughing at me because I've always been a daydreamer. I've been one of those people who, even as a child, I could be talking to my sister about something and walk into a lamppost. And I also, when I was a child, I'd be riding my bike and my mind would drift off, and then I'd just like ride my bike into a wall. And I remember one time when I bumped my head, because really bad then, but back in those days, I was born in 1980, they had concrete playground. And so my dad came round the corner of the playground and I just put my hands up off the swing, waved to him, and then hit my head. So I'd like do really ditzy things like that. And we just have a laugh about it because it's just who I am. I am a daydreamer. I am always sort of in my own world with thoughts. And I could literally walk for 3 hours and be happy in my own thoughts. Anyway, I thought I'd put this all behind me. And I was away in Sweden, actually, last week, and it was about 10 o'clock at night, and I thought I'd go and see the sunset, because the sunset from 9 till 10 in the evening, so I thought I'd just catch the end of it. But I had so much on my mind that I got lost, and I ended up being lost for like an hour and a half. So I was quite surprised that actually I still can do it now. It's not a thing of my childhood. It is just me. If I have a lot on my mind, then I just literally am up in the clouds, which is quite funny. So the more we can laugh at ourselves and not take this seriously, the better it is. You know, that's what I was doing. The whole time I was lost for like an hour and a half walking around. It's quite dark, quite scary. At some point I was like, okay, Nicola, you might have to sleep out on the grass. I just tried to laugh and try to see the funny side of it. And that just kept me going until, thankfully, I managed to find my way back. So great, isn't it, that phones these days have torches on. Anyway, I digress. So there'll be many times in a healthy relationship where either you or your partner have done something that have made you both laugh. And not just any kind of laugh. You know that type of laughter where you have to bend over because you're laughing so much? Or where you are like about to cry or wet yourself or fold over or your stomach is literally in pain because you are laughing. This is the kind of laughter that can happen when we just allow ourselves to laugh at ourselves and just really let life not get too serious. And this can also create real funny memories for you both and where you can look at it for many years to come. Memories that create that special bond, not only that you will share with those you close to your heart, it can also help you to build a secure, intimate, happy relationship. Because, and there's actually studies that prove this. So one of the marriage experts looked at whether couples were going to divorce or not by the positive memories they could remember about the relationship. And if you think of your relationship and you've got no positive memories, this expert argued that actually it's very difficult to know whether it's going to work or not because you can't remember anything positive. And he argued that actually it was more likely going to be a negative result because there's no positive memories to keep you going. So the more happy, great memories you create together, the stronger your relationship is going to be. And it's lovely to have that inside joke as well. I'm not sure whether you've experienced that before or recently, where you and your loved one have that secret joke and you're smiling at each other and the other people don't really know what you're smiling about or laughing about, but it's like that private joke. And this can make you feel really connected, really special, and really intimate, and it's a lovely thing. So yeah. Next thing you can use laughter and humour for is to diffuse a difficult situation. So this could be a difficult situation. As I mentioned, we're talking about relationships here, but it also could be with a situation at work. It could be a situation, relationship with a family member, anyone. And if you can use laughter to diffuse it, then it can go a really, really long way. Because we tend to shut ourselves away and let our anger simmer inside us when we're annoyed. I mentioned the lady that was giving her husband the silent treatment. And often couples will ignore each other for a few hours, a few days. I've had a few couples not so long ago, just before the summer, where they had literally been ignoring each other for 5 weeks, like not talking. Like they saw each other in the house, the wife made the husband dinner, but they didn't speak. And then occasionally they would WhatsApp about their logistics. So this is often what we do because we don't know how to break that ice. And laughter can be a great way to break the ice, to make sure that couples feel happier and to really lighten that mood. Disagreements can make people feel defensive. And so if you can make your partner smile, then it can really change things. Or find a way to use humour, even in the heat of the moment, can really help to de-escalate. One thing you can do is when there is a lot of tension, if you're in an argument or not agreeing on something, and you feel like you're going round in circles, one of the things you could do is simply say a funny quote from a movie or a funny phrase or impression from someone you know. Or make that one particular funny face that they can't help but laugh at, no matter how angry they were before. The reason is it's beneficial to do this because when discussions get heated, most people say hurtful things that they often later regret. They say things like, I don't love you, I want a divorce, just leave, you're a terrible mum, you're a terrible dad, or whatever they do. And often they regret it. They don't actually mean these things. So if you can feel that your argument is getting tense, using humour and laughter is a great thing to do. And if you're listening to this thinking like, no, that wouldn't work for me, it wouldn't work for my partner, I wouldn't be able to bring in humour in the middle of an argument, then maybe just saying, okay, doesn't seem like we're getting anywhere here talking about this issue. Shall we just put on some nice TV, comedy, a movie, and talk about this tomorrow or talk about this next week? That can sometimes really help a couple because you want to avoid getting to that escalator state where a lot of hurtful comments are thrown around and It's really hard for people to forget hurtful comments. So it can be a great way to diffuse. Another thing you can do is really replacing stress with laughter. Stress is one of the major life factors. I'll do a lot of work with people to lose weight and stop emotional eating or stop other eating patterns that don't serve them, like bulimia or not eating. And dealing with stress can be really, really helpful using laughter to break that cycle, to break that change. Stress is one of the major factors in life that affects us all. And how we deal with stress can determine how happy we are. And interestingly, studies have shown that it can determine how long a relationship lasts. If there's too much stress in the relationship, it really suffers. You can see this especially when people go through financial stress. It really takes a toll on a marriage. And it can also impact how capable we are of loving someone. If we're really stressed, we may be so focused on our stress, maybe a sense of failure, anger at ourselves, or not even considering our partner at all because we're just trying to deal with that stress. So when I'm asked how to fix relationship problems, I believe that laughter is a great way to use it to de-stress. I also cover lots of other tips to de-stress, so if you're interested in that, then do continue to listen to the show. And it is in my audio programs. My audio programs are available on my website, and I cover lots of different tips in there on how to relieve stress. So how do you handle unexpected events? What do you do when you feel overloaded? Do you try to work harder? Do you put more pressure on yourself? Do you overeat, overdrink, overexercise, overwork? Does it have an impact on your relationships? For most people, when they're too stressed, they do change their habits, develop unhealthy habits, and it affects their mental well-being. And laughter is a great antidote to all of this. Several studies show the positive impact that laughter has on mental well-being and stress levels. One major study conducted by researchers in Finland and the UK found that laughter not only released feel-good hormones and endorphins, but it supported the formation and duration of close relationships. So it really is good for your physical health and relationship. I'm not sure if you've tried laughing yoga. I have a few times. At first I found it a bit difficult, but once you get into it, it's actually quite funny if there's a massive group of you. And that's basically, it's no yoga or physical movement at all. It's literally a group of people go and just all start laughing. And some people, well, I think you all sort of fake laugh to begin with. And then the fake laughter then becomes real laughter. The fake bit at the beginning is a bit like strange. Or it was for me anyway. Some people just absolutely love it and get right into it. But then when everybody is really laughing, natural laughing, it's really addictive and it's really fun. So maybe you could even start your own laughing yoga where you are if there's not any near you. The good thing about focusing on laughter and humour is that there's less focus on the negative. A lot of people struggle when they go to marriage counselling because what a marriage really needs when it's going through a difficult time is positivity. And if you are just going there and repeating the negative things in life, the negative things that each of you are doing, the negative history, you're creating more negativity, focusing on more negativity, and this can make people feel worse. Same even with eating counselling, when people come to me and, yes, of course, you want to get rid of negativity, you want to share what has happened, but then you want to focus on the solution. I'm like 10%, 20% problems, and then the rest of the time on solutions. What can we do about that? How can we change that? What actions will help? What do you need to tell yourself? Here's some hypnotherapy. Here's some meditation. Let's start working and changing the negative thoughts to the positive thoughts. Things like that. How to calm anxiety. All different things. So this is like another great way to get out that negativity from life. A great thing you can try is to leave your negativity at the door. Like literally, you may have had a really difficult day at work, you may be frustrated, and then when you open your front door, you put on a smile. And you'll be surprised at how different that can make things, just putting on that smile, putting on that laughter. Because if you look at the modern day life, for most people, and obviously this is a massive generalisation, so please don't be offended by this, but a lot of people will wake up, have a bit of a stressful morning getting ready, maybe not have enough time to do everything they need to do and get out the door, then commute, which however way you commute to work or to whatever you need to do, your errands, supermarket and everything, sometimes that can be stressful. You know, a car cuts you up, the radio has an annoying song on, the horn's beeping, the tube is full, whatever it is. The bus isn't on time, there's no AC on the bus, or whatever it is. So the time is a stress, that can be stressful. Then you arrive at work, and you may have a good job, you may love your job, but there still could be times where things can happen and be a little bit stressful. And then you have the commute home, and then what a lot of couples do is then do the cooking and the cleaning and everything else that needs to be done, and then put on the TV. And the TV these days, if we don't filter it, is going to be dramas about people having an affairs, addiction, people losing money, or it's about crime dramas, people getting murdered, stabbed in the back, taking drugs, depressed, or we put on the news, always bad news. There's never, obviously, good news doesn't sell, so there's so much negativity, whether it's your local news or the national news, mainly full of all the things that are going wrong in the world. And then you go to bed and you sleep on all that negativity, and then you wake up and do the same cycle. So I like to work with, when I'm working with people individually or together, I'm like, right, how can we get more positivity in your life? So a different thing could be to wake up in the morning, do a meditation, do a gratitude list, have your breakfast, maybe have some comedy on in the background, take your favourite tunes on the commute to work, or put on some comedy on the way to work, have a lunch break, do something positive in your lunch break, ideally move or do something. When you come home, come home with a smile, shower off any stress, put on some comedy, don't have the TV on, just play games, talk, especially for the last half hour, put on a stand-up comedian, go to bed positive, maybe listen to a positive hypnotherapy, you can get one on my website. And then it's amazing. Those little changes, this is like basically my life there, basically. I have lots of positive things going on. And it changes everything. It really does change everything. And then your whole perspective on life is so much better. And if you're interested in this, I can go into much more detail with you. If you're considering getting some support, you can either book a call with me and I can tell you how my one-to-one coaching works. Normally, I do it in packages of 12, 9 or 6 sessions. It comes with unlimited email support to me to really make sure that you get best. Or you can get one of my audio programs. On my website, I have self-love and confidence and feeling good. I have a marriage one, which has won many awards and is focused step by step. It's all new content, completely different to the podcast. And it guides you, has a structure to it, if you're interested. And I also have one on healthy eating and feeling good in your body. So yeah, if you're interested, they're all on my website, nicolabeard.com, or you can speak to me. Because it's so important to leave those stresses at the door and not take them with you into your evening, into your sleeping time, into your morning. Because even if someone else is stressed around you, you can feel it. There's a real sad study done actually on children who had asthma in the UK, and they were looking for why do these certain children have asthma from all different financial backgrounds, all different areas around the UK, and they were studied what makes these children have asthma. And asthma, what they treat them with is they treat them with the inhaler, and the inhaler actually releases stress hormones. And they found that the biggest determining factor was actually whether the parent had stress. Children of the parents who had stress, it was actually the mother, so children of the mothers that were stressed developed asthma. That was the link that they found, which was really alarming. So our stress does affect other people. So I really believe that so many awful things can happen in life, and we're not to beat ourselves up for being stressed and tired and grumpy, but long term we do need to address it. We do have to take responsibility. And as I said, like, if you want any stress relieving tips, then do come to me. I really believe in relaxing meditations can help, or physical movement can help as well. So the last thing I want to talk about today is fun activities. When considering how to fix your relationship with someone, doing fun activities is a great thing to do. Or when deciding, okay, I need to make my life more interesting, I need to break out of my tense feelings or anxious feelings or low feelings, get out and do something fun. There is something so great about people that are able to laugh about themselves in fun activities. In fact, they can lighten the whole mood for themselves and for the group if they want to. Get rid of any fears, okay, maybe I'll be a bad salsa dancer or a cake decorator, and just be confident enough to just give it a go. Take an art class, take a yoga class, do anything out of your comfort zone just to see if you can do it. Pick up a musical instrument. There's nothing funnier than laughing at somebody who is doing something, who was able to love themselves at the same time. Another one of the things that I am really terrible at here is bowling. I thought as a child I was okay at bowling because I don't remember being that bad, but then I did have the bumpers up. So when I went to bowling on a team activity, which was literally about 10 years ago now, so it was a while ago, but I couldn't believe how awful I was. And I was like, no, where can we not have the bumpers laying up? And they were like, no, Nicola, like, we'd be doing it without the bumper lane. Obviously, at the time, I'm like 28, 29. And so I did bowling and I was absolutely awful. At the beginning, I was getting quite stressed. I was like, how can I be the worst? What is happening? And then I just found it so funny and everyone else found it so funny. And it was just brilliant. And then it made the mood brilliant for everyone. Everyone was laughing. And I didn't really care. Like, do I really care? Am I going to be a professional bowler at bowling? No. Does it bother me whether people think I'm Nicola's rubbish at bowling? No. So it was just real funny. And I even got a booby prize because everyone was laughing on it. Like, the managers were... this was back in the day, where I just thought, okay, well, let's just make this even more funny. And so when I went into work, I got like this little prize. So just laugh and do something different. It really doesn't matter. And I know if you have a competitive streak, like I do, this might be difficult. But when you can see the funny side of losing, see the funny side of doing different activities, it just makes everybody else feel more comfortable. It's also a great thing to teach children because, unfortunately, sometimes in life, we are not the first, and being able to enjoy things, even when we're the last, is a good thing. Also, humour and laughter can lighten the heaviest of burdens. It can instill hope in individuals or couples who feel like their situation is hopeless and can do amazing things. One of the things that really helped me when I was struggling with my eating was laughing at myself. Not in a nasty way, but just being like, okay, my voice in my head is telling me to go and eat a whole box of cereals. And the other voice in my head is saying, don't. And then the voice in my head is saying, what else can I eat now after I had dinner? Or, you know, like those kind of things. Just finding it amusing. Finding the voices amusing. And if you've got negative voices about your relationship, if you're saying to yourself, okay, they haven't packed the dishwasher correctly, or they're chopping the vegetables in the wrong way, or they've hung out the clothes upside down. Try and find the humour in yourself getting irritated by these little things. They haven't put the tooth cap on the toothpaste. Things like that. When we find little things like that humorous, it really, really, really helps the relationship. Because you're bound to annoy each other on little things. And is it really worth arguing about? Or can you just laugh at it and just let it go? Everyone likes being around positive people who don't take themselves too seriously. So what can you do to be more positive? And what can you do to laugh more in your life? I'd love to hear from you. I'd love your suggestions. And then I will feed them into more podcasts coming up. So please do feel free to email me any ways that you add more laughter and positivity into your life, because it could really help somebody else. And also sharing it makes it more real for you. And just, I would love to hear from you anyway. And as I mentioned, if you're looking to get some more support, get some ebooks, get some free meditations, visit nicolapeer.com and download them. From my heart to yours, I wish you a wonderful week ahead wherever you are. I've really missed podcasting recently, and I'm looking forward to just getting back into it after my amazing summer holiday. So yeah, take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.